All right, so I just watched the movie Oppenheimer on Christmas, you know, just to see what it was about. I almost didn't watch it, but I'm kind of glad I did, because usually any movie that Emily Blunt is in is a good movie. You know, she's one of the best actresses. I don't know her from, I don't know how she is as a person, but she seems to be one of the best actresses out there of all time, you know. What's weird is you watch a movie like that and you see the struggles that people go through that you've either faced or watched other people face or something. It might not have been as big of a macro, but it's usually a micro of a macro, because, you know, one of the guys in there got slighted by one guy and held a grudge, tried to destroy him, you know. And that's just like the superhero movies, the anti-Flash or anti-superhero, whoever it is, anti-Superman, they always have a grudge and they're trying to destroy the good guy, you know, which goes back to the flesh versus the spirit. And Emily Blunt, the wife, she got mad at the husband and said, "Why don't you fight? Fight against him. Fight for yourself," and stuff like that. It's kind of like Job. Curse God and die, you know. But she stuck with him, you know. The misunderstandings and the misintentions of people and people, their perspective on realities. Even that movie, you don't know if that's legit how things went down in that guy's life. Nobody knows what he went through. Only him and God. It's recorded in heaven, you know. Whether it's your family, whether it's your kids, parents, co-workers, nobody really knows you, you know. And sometimes you have to get away from everybody to know yourself, because they try to put these expectations on you or identities on you. It's not even who you are. They don't even know you. That's one reason I take a lunch every day. I get away from the cube. No matter what job I'm on, I take a break, take a lunch. Because even if you're doing Uber, you know, some of these riders try to put some identity on you if you talk to them long enough, and they don't even know you. You're better off probably not to even talk to them too much. Don't tell them your beliefs. Don't tell them your income. Don't tell them your
In a quarter mile, goals. Turn right on West Wendover Avenue East using the right lane.
Because it's only going to be a 5, 10 minute, 15 minute drive, and they don't, how can somebody know you in 5 minutes? How can somebody really make a judgment in 5 minutes? Yeah, there might be some types and shadows and fractals and archetypes that a
Turn right on West Wendover Avenue East.
Certain patterns that a person has that other people have had, and you can say, okay, I need to stay away from that person, you know. But even on the internet,
in 2 miles, keep right.
There's a lot of drama that this guy did this and this girl did this and they said this and they went to court and they did this. You don't know the whole story. You only hear, or you only see from a minute perspective. You don't know who really the villain is. And sometimes both people are the villain. Sometimes it's somebody outside both people causing trouble. That's the way it usually works. Somebody outside your little union, somebody causing trouble, you know. Really a trip, to be honest with you. When you really see through this thing, you see the ridiculousness of man trying to be the judge and jury. Even the judges get it wrong. The best thing to do is trust God. do right before God, and whatever man comes up with, that's on them. You know you did right. Do right before God. Do right before what the laws, you know. The laws are actually earthly. The Bible makes it clear that give unto honor whom honor's due. Submit to the authorities. Give honor, but know that you're actually above them if you're saved. You're spiritual. This is not your home. You're just strangers and pilgrims down here. And all these judgments and all these false narratives about you or about somebody else is not even real, because they don't even know you. You could be married to somebody they don't even know
you. In a half mile, keep right using the right lane.
The older you get, especially if you've done some studies and research. You know, before I got saved, I studied Plato and Socrates and all the philosophers I could find, you know. Then I got saved, then I listened to Charles Stanley for about 5 years almost every day and learned what he was teaching. Then I listened to Dallas Seminary, and then I listened to BBN.
Keep right, then keep left onto Summit Avenue.
Local churches and all. Everybody's got their little worldview that's usually not lined up with the scripture. And it takes a lifetime probably to renew your mind out of all the lies you've been told.
Keep left onto Summit Avenue, then turn left on Summit Avenue.
Tried a lot of different jobs, worked around a lot of different people, older, younger, men, women, con artists, liars, good people, good-hearted people. I've worked around all kinds of people. I've rubbed shoulders with all kinds.
Using the right two lanes, proceed straight to stay on Summit Avenue.
One of the secrets of somebody who's trying to do you harm is they always want to cross boundaries. This is they want to cross boundaries really fast. It's not like it's incremental. It's like they want to cross big boundaries, and they want to project. Here's what they'll do too, is they'll try to put thoughts in your mind, or they'll hint, you know. They even, especially if they have no biblical foundation, you know. What's that guy? C.S. Lewis. I studied his stuff.
In a quarter mile, keep right toward U.S. Highway 29 North using the right lane.
All the gurus. I know what the Baptists believe. I know what the Pentecostals believe. I know what the Methodists believe. I know what the cults and the isms. I even listened to...
keep right toward U.S. Highway 29 North, then keep left.
Louis Farrakhan was coming from. I listened to what he was trying to figure out where he was coming from, you know.
Left toward U.S. Highway 29 North.
Most people don't have really a solid doctrinal foundation about absolute biblical truth. And as you start to get more and more truth, you know, rightly dividing the word, the less you want to be around people who don't know the truth. And then when you get around people who know the truth, let's say you go join a church, and then you notice the legalism. Then you notice the red versus blue box that they're in. And then let's say you were in a fundamental Baptist church that was rightly dividing word, and you said, well, I'm going to go listen to Sad Guru. They would get mad and call you because you wanted to hear what Sad Guru had to say, not that you agreed with him, but just because you wanted to listen to what he had to say, you become an enemy. Just because you want to read what the psychologists are saying, you become an enemy. Or just because you read what the witches are saying, you become an enemy.
Why? In 2 miles, turn right on Oakwood Drive.
Why would they be in such a box when they're supposed to be enlightened? Well, part of it is people are so busy making a living, they don't really have time to study the gurus of old and gurus of today. If they would read Psalms and Proverbs, it would help them, but they don't want to hear anything that's deep. They just won't. They'll sit there and listen to faith alone and Jesus alone, and then that's it. That's as deep as they want to go because they got their little ticket to heaven, you know. They don't want to go any deeper. They don't want to be introspective. Those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. Not in a building, but in spirit and in truth. It doesn't say worship in a building. It's, Jesus said those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. Where's the 2x4s? Where's the sheetrock in that comment? And so as you renew your mind, more and more you separate from these people who are just walking around in some kind of program that somebody else put on them. They don't have their own belief system. They just believe what somebody told them instead of...
In a half mile, turn right on Oakwood Drive using the right lane.
Instead of going back to the Word, I'm going up here to this mobile home park, and it's always trouble. Whoever I pick up over here is always trouble. Hopefully tonight it won't be, but there's a pattern with this place. It's not a bad place. It's a pretty good community, but it seems like every time I go here, there's trouble. And they never text you, say, well, let's go over here, and they get mad if you can't find it.
Turn right on Oakwood Drive, then pick up Jai on the right.
Let's see what happens in this situation here. I think I picked this person up before, and I think she's kind of slow. Let's see what's going on here. Yes, talking about that movie. I just dropped somebody off. Talk about that movie.
Turn right to stay on Laurel Lee Terrace.
That girl, that guy's girlfriend. He was married, but had a girlfriend. Yeah. His girlfriend, he went to see his.
Just ahead, turn left on Lee's Chapel Road.
This is the last time I'll be able to see you. And she said, why? What am I going to do? But when he was...
Turn left on Lee's Chapel Road.
When he was trying to marry her, you know, she didn't love him, but she just needed him as a backup or whatever it was going on with that situation. He said, this is the last time I'm going to see you. And then she ended up killing herself in the movie, but who knows if that was... what really happened. But if that was true, then she's trying to get her identity out of somebody somewhere that would accept her for what she is, you know. And that's what's happening with a lot of people in life. They have no identity, so they're trying to feed and vampire off somebody else to get their identity. Instead of getting their identity in Christ, they're trying to get their identity on somebody else. I can understand if a person been married a long time that they're pretty much to get their identity in each other, in if they're in Christ, but it's in Christ, you know, they're gonna have disagreements, but different opinions about stuff. But it looks to me like every movie has the same storylines that you see in any other movie, and it's in real life. And the real life, the reason you might cry at a movie or enjoy that movie or feel connected to some characters, because you've actually lived it, you know. It might not have been exactly like that, but certain scenarios. And, you know, as you start to renew your mind and you've listened to all the gurus and you came to your own conclusion about life, these other people who try to jump in
in a quarter mile, turn left on Mizelle Road.
Give you some new idea that they think is new, and it's nothing new. Some worldview that's new is nothing new. If a person doesn't know what walking in the spirit is, then I really don't have time for them. If
turn left on Mizelle Road.
If a person doesn't understand walking in the spirit and how it is applied and walked out on a day-by-day basis, then I have nothing to hear from them, because they're under legalism and don't even know it. They could be saved, but if they don't understand walking in the spirit, I have really nothing in common with them, because they're trying to be good enough. They're trying to follow some kind of rule. They're trying to do something.
Just ahead, turn left to stay on Mazelle Road.
They're trying to bring attention to themselves. Instead of Jesus getting all the glory, they're trying to get some of the glory, you know, and don't even know it. They wouldn't admit
turn
that.
Turn left to stay on Mazelle Road, then turn left.
They don't even know they're doing it. If somebody says, I'm going to quit smoking, I am going to quit smoking.
Turn left, then keep left.
And they've been smoking for 20 years. Now, some people might say it, but in their deep down in their minds, they might say, well, Lord willing, I'm going to quit smoking. But you don't know their heart. But usually what they're saying is,
pick up Elena.
They're going to pick themselves up by their own bootstraps and be their own God without God's help. That's pretty much what they're saying. That's what they're thinking usually. Now, I have seen some people in the last couple of years say stuff, I don't have the strength, I don't have the power, I can't stop eating sugar, I can't stop doing this, I can't stop drinking, I can't. They admit that they can't stop, but they don't. So that's part of, that's really good. That's good. But the problem is, they don't say, and you say, well, you have the power if you run to Jesus. He'll give you the power. But they admit they can't do it. But if they run to Jesus, he can do it through them and for them. But they don't understand that because they're in the flesh mind. See, if you're only in a works-based mindset, that's all you know. If your whole worldview is about being good enough, that's all you know. But if your worldview says, well, Christ in me will do it, the power of Christ in me will do it, that's a new worldview, right? That's supernatural. Yeah, once God revealed walking in the Spirit, it changed everything. And I'd sit there and listen to a preacher. And he'd say, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Don't do this, don't do this. Don't say this, don't look, don't watch this movie, don't do this. When you break free from that, all these rules, and you realize you can't do it in your own power, it's all by grace. It's all by grace, the grace of God. And if you're going to love your neighbor as yourself, it's not based on rules, it's based on you're a new creature inside. That one Jewish guy took to the airport, took to Raleigh, he was feeling guilty because he was mad about the war stuff. In the natural plane, in the 3D plane, there's gonna be conflict, you know? So yeah,
in a quarter mile, turn right on Pine and Needle Drive.
That's amazing. It's Christmas and people are just still getting calls on Christmas. I was shocked. I was just gonna see if I'd get any calls, you know, on Christmas.
Turn right on Pine and Needle Drive.
If you can stay busy on Christmas Day, then you know during the week you can stay busy. The last lady, she had some sins. We were talking about she's going to see the Color Purple movie, and we were talking about how they do remakes, and she said she don't like remakes. I said, yeah, it's just the artwork of the original is kind of just going down. But you And I was telling her, I said, actually, you're looking at a mirror image of yourself. When you go to a movie, you're looking at yourself. And that's why you can, you watch a movie and you might cry, or you might be connected to something in that movie, you know.
In a quarter mile, turn left on North O. Henry Boulevard.
When I was younger, I noticed that the women tried to get you to watch movies. Then they tried to get you to listen to music, you know. The younger women.
Turn left on North O. Henry Boulevard, then turn left on Pine Needle Drive.
I don't know if they do it nowadays, but it's like they just want you to... They want you to watch this movie. It's so emotional. They want you to listen to this music. It's so emotional. They want you to be like them, I guess.
Turn left on Pine Needle Drive.
And when you say, I don't like that kind of junk, I like to listen to rock music or something. Back then, I'd listen to rock and roll, you know.
In a half mile, turn left to stay on North O. Henry Boulevard using the left lane.
But I was always working anyway. But they want to bring you into some kind of emotional basket case reality, you know? And it's like, you got the wrong person. It ain't gonna happen. And they really think they can get you to be in a... be like them. Somebody who's looked for the truth.
Turn left to stay on North O. Henry Boulevard, then turn right.
Somebody who's looked for the truth their whole life. Yeah, you might get emotional at times about people getting saved or not saved, or the love story of Christ and his church. Yeah, that might happen, but you don't have to live that way every moment of every day or every other day or every day or whatever. It's like, come on. You just do your duty. You get up and do your duty, you know. It's always about feelings, you know. Feelings above truth, you know. I thought that my whole life, and I still deal with people that they want to go by feelings.
Just ahead, turn left on McKnight Mill Road.
Instead of truth, you know. And if you don't acknowledge their feelings.
Turn left on McKnight Mill Road, then turn right.
You're bad. You're a bad person because you don't acknowledge their feelings.
Turn right, then make a slight left turn on Utah Place.
I got these cars. It's Christmas and I got a tailgater. What's that about? And there's nobody else on the road. Crazy people. Yeah, there's two planes of existence. The natural and the spiritual. And
turn left on West Market Street.
The natural mind, and most people are either in the natural or the carnal. The natural mind cannot understand the spirit mind. The carnal believer can't really understand the spiritual believer. Now, because we're in these bodies, nobody's perfect. Everybody's got things they deal with. But if you're able to observe yourself, spiritually, because you've done the inner work, you've done the work, you can actually see if you're in bitterness or unforgiveness or anger or hate or revenge. You already know it, but you're not even in it. If a situation tries to pull you in it, like a narcissist or something, you can catch yourself, and that's all they're trying to do. Think about it. You're walking in love and truth, the fruit of the spirit, right? So what is a narcissist trying to do? Make a copy of them. Because it's a devil. It's a demon in them. They want you bitter. They want you living in the past. They want you upset. They feed off of that because that's them. They're making a copy of themselves. They want you complaining and angry and upset and in the energy of the flesh. They want you to cross those boundaries. They want you to be like them. Because that's all they know. They're manipulators. They're master manipulators. They want you to be like them. pastor one time talking about my ex. He said, she's a master manipulator.
In a quarter mile, turn right on South Elm Street using the right lane.
But he was saying she's a master manipulator of men. That's what he was saying. And I thought about that for many years. I thought, well, how is that even possible? How can she be a master manipulator of men? Because she was. And probably still is. And so how can she be that way? Because she's dated enough men. Been with enough men, talked to enough men, so she can master manipulate the men because she's a master at that game, right? The flesh.
The turn world, right on South Elm Street.
The world, the flesh, probably like the image, the outward show. And if you listen, you know, I've talked to enough people in my lifetime. I was at a convenience store one time and heard these two women in the background. She says, I can manipulate any man. She said, I can break any man. That's what she said. She was proud of it. She's having a rude awakening about right now, I'm sure. That was like 30 years ago. I heard her say, heard somebody say something like that. Why was I able to overhear that? Why would God allow me to hear some of these comments, these people? Like even doing the Uber, you'll get people riding in the car and they'll make comments. Why does God allow me to get these data points from these people who are nothing but contrary to themselves, contrary to God, contrary to everything, contrary to every human on the face of the earth, especially themselves? Why would God allow me to see these things? Because I'm able to paint a picture of the ultimate flesh creature, you know? The ultimate flesh creature is a psychopath. But the transition from the flesh mind to the narcissist to the sociopath to the psychopath, it's a process. And if they're not, if a person doesn't read...
In a quarter mile, turn right on West Lewis Street.
If a person doesn't read Proverbs and some books about introspection, if a person isn't able to judge themselves, and they can't without the Holy Spirit, judge yourself lest you be judged.
Turn left on South Elm Street, then turn right on West Lewis Street.
How can you judge yourself without the Holy Spirit? You can't do it because you have no spirit of truth, you know. They'll justify, if you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. They'll justify win-lose instead of a win-win reality. Their mind is so
corrupted. Turn right on West Lewis Street, then pick up Serena on the right.
That they can't rise up above the system. So yeah, when you're rubbing shoulders with people who don't have the truth and they're not really, they don't understand walking in the Spirit, whether it's at work or at church or wherever, it's like talking to stunted growth people, you know? Literally, they're stunted in their growth, you know. And it's not that you're being mean, it's just they haven't done the work. They have not done the work. And if they haven't done the work, they're going to be offended. Because you don't run with them to the same excess of riot. Here's an example. I mean, it's all the time. It's everywhere. Like if you don't celebrate the holidays, it makes them mad. If you don't celebrate their birthday, it makes them mad. If you don't celebrate your own birthday, it makes them mad. If you don't celebrate any of their stuff. If you don't celebrate the Valentine's, it makes them mad. Valentine's Day. It's like, it's a merchandise. It's merchandising, you know? It's a merchandising system. It's a man-made system. Anything that's man-made, how can you get any kind of enjoyment out of it, really, be honest with you. anything that mankind makes, it's going to get old. If you could have some people around you that were always growing, that you talk to, and they're learning something about, you know, their inner person, and they're growing and in the inner man and all that good stuff, then you got something. I guess I got to the point where I just, everything's a repeat. I've heard it all, seen it all, done it all, and it's like, what's next, Lord? The only thing that's next is worship. The only thing that comes next is, I'm telling you, you're either going to worship something in this 3D. Here's the deal. You're either going to worship something in 3D, your cars, your clothes, your looks, your money, your property, your image, your job, your career. You're going to either worship something in the natural, which is temporary, or you're going to worship God. It's built into mankind to worship. And so you're either going to worship God, or you're going to worship something in the natural. Something that you made, something that you know, or you're going to worship the creation, the stars, the moon, the planets, the seasons, the cycles, the horoscope, candles. People actually worship candles, it looks like. They worship drinking. I just dropped some people off on Christmas. They had to go out and go drink. What are you going to worship? So the ultimate goal, when you decode this reality, it leads to worship. Are you going to worship the creation, mankind? Why do you think they put these women, these Hollywood women on there, and they're all dressed scantily or whatever? They want you to worship the female body. They want you to worship the Ma. They want you to worship Mother Mary, the Earth, the Ma plane, the machine. Tesla, they want you to worship a machine. Why do you think they put curves on cars? Because the woman has curves. Why do you think they want you to worship the natural plane? Why? Because everybody is doing it. And if you don't do it, you're ostracized. What's your hobby? Studying the Word. Meditating on the truth. That's all I do. Work, sleep, and meditate on the truth. What is your... They want you to... You gotta go get you... Do something. What am I going to do? Play a game of chess? I've done that before. Lifting weights gets old. I can do some push-ups at the house. Even carpentry work. Even remodeling gets old. Painting gets old. Plumbing gets old. Electrical gets old. Drafting gets old. Truss design gets old. Math gets old. The good thing about math is if you get good enough, you could discover a new math, you know, some kind of new math. Discovering something new, even if you were a painter, like painting artwork instead of just painting houses and stuff. I'm talking about artwork now. That would even get old. That gets so boring it's not even funny, because how many trees can you paint before you painted a tree? You painted a tree 1,000 times. Even running a business gets old. You've seen the same game happen over and over and over. You've heard the same complaints, the same arguments, the same issues over and over and over. Don't you know a doctor would get tired of seeing the same ailment over and over? So you either end up in a worship service to God, or you start to support the death cult and you worship death. You worship something in the natural, or you worship something in the 3D, in this plane of existence that's just temporal. I mean, how many beers can you drink before you get... I mean, people are a trip. Doesn't drinking get old? Doesn't drugging get old? Doesn't it all get old? You would think so.